my mother was praying for me. And one day I came to myself. Never thought I'd be standing here in Leesville in the Mount Olive Baptist Church preaching to you.
Amen.
God has a way of turning things around.
Yes, sir.
He has a way of turning our lives around.
Yes, sir.
And you know, he likes to take the worst of us. I'm trying to hush, but he likes to take the worst of us. And demonstrate his power, how he can lift you up and how he can use you. Amen. And every one of us have a purpose.
Amen.
You didn't come into the world just to be in here. You got a purpose. Some of them haven't got to it yet, but you got a purpose.
Amen.
And God loves you in spite of yourself.
Yes, sir.
I keep hearing that. You thought I was worth saving? Yes, Lord. He thought that so much and his love so much that he died for you. How many of y'all know Jesus didn't die for himself?
Amen.
He died for us.
Yes, sir.
And when she was singing that, I could just see grace. He looks beyond all our faults. And what do you see? I need. Oh, yeah. God bless you.
We know your heart and spirit burned as you listened to our pastor, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preached and taught the word of God. Join us in our regular worship services on Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m., midweek service at 7 o'clock p.m. For additional information, phone the church at 337-392-0952. And join us again for an awesome word of God next week at the same time.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Join us as we open our Bibles, hearts, and minds to be blessed by the Word of God as Dr. Joshua Joy Dara, Senior Pastor of Zion Hill Church Family, gives us insight into the gospel in plain English.
Welcome to Zion Hill. We welcome you today in the name of our Lord, Savior Jesus Christ, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. We thank you all for coming here today to worship with us today. We thank you for those who are viewing on the airways. We thank you for just coming out to just fellowship, Lord God. And we ask you to just let the Lord have his way. And if you feel like singing, dancing, praising God, dancing, whatever it is that the Lord has led you to do, let him have his way. And if this is your first time fellowshipping with us today, when the service is over, please go out into the foyer at the greeter's table and get your gift. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we come to you right now thanking you for this day, Lord God. We thank you, God, for your mercy and your grace, Lord God. Lord God, we come to you humble, Lord God. Lord God, we humble ourselves before you, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, we cannot save ourselves, Lord God. For it is you, Lord God, who have woke us up this morning, started us on our way. We thank you, Lord God, for health and strength, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for being able to move, Lord God, to speak, to talk, to walk, Lord God, because we know so many people did not wake up this morning, Lord God. And Lord God, we pray for those who have lost loved ones, Lord God. Lord God, we pray that you just comfort them, Lord God. Give them strength, Lord God, so they can just continue to just praise you and worship you, Lord God. And Lord God, we pray for those lost in the world, Lord God, who do not know you and a part of their sin, Lord God. We pray for our brothers and sisters, Lord God. Lord God, touch them in a mighty way, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for those who are traveling right now, going to work or wherever they may be going, Lord God. Give them traveling grace and mercy, Lord God. Lord, we pray for our children, Lord God. Lord God, just lead them and direct them, Lord God. Lord God, there are so many temptations out there in the world, Lord God. And Lord, we just pray, Lord God, as parents, Lord God, as believers, Lord God, we can just speak life into them, Lord God, and just pray and plead the blood of Jesus over them, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for every man, woman, and child that is here today, Lord God, thanking you for them, Lord God, to have the desire to be here, Lord God, to praise you, Lord God, to worship you, Lord God. Lord God, there are so many things that people are dealing with, Lord God, depression and anxiety, Lord God. But Lord God, you have set us free, Lord God, and we are free indeed, Lord God. We are no longer bound, Lord God. We are no longer chained, Lord God. So thank you for deliverance, Lord God. Thank you for restoration, Lord God. Thank you for the fruits of the Spirit, Lord God. And Lord God, I pray for the man of God. I pray for our pastor, Lord God. Touch him, Lord God. Lead him, Lord God. Continue to use him in a mighty way, Lord God. We pray for his family, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you. We love you and we adore you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Good morning, good morning. Come on and stand to your feet. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Anybody came to rejoice? Come on, if you came to rejoice, come on and make some noise in this place. We're going to be celebrating the name of Jesus all month long. Hallelujah. Glory. Come on, put your hands together like this. We're celebrating the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus lifted high, lifted high. Lifted high, the name of Jesus lifted high in this place. The name of Jesus
lifted high.
We lift you high, we lift you high.
The name of Jesus,
come on, say
it.
In this place, the name of Jesus, the powerful name, saving
name.
Yeah.
power in his name. Just open up your mouth and release that name in the atmosphere. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. There's no other name that's higher than your name, Jesus. Demons tremble at your name, Jesus. We bless you now. We bless your name, Jesus. So we give glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Forever you are the same. We worship and adore you. And we bow ourselves before you as we give you the glory that is to your name. Help us sing that, say, glory to your name.
Glory to your name.
Glory to your
name. Glory to your name.
Glory to your name.
Glory to your name.
Sing glory,
glory to your name. To your name.
Forever. Real simple, help us say we worship and adore you. We bow ourselves
before you.
And giving you the glory
that is to your name.
Come on, everybody sing it. Say glory to
your name.
Say glory to your name.
Glory to your name.
We give glory to your name.
Glory to your name.
Oh, glory to your
glory
name.
Glory to your name.
Forever you are
forever
the same. You're an unchanging God. We worship and adore you.
Bow ourselves before you.
And we're giving you all the
For tithes and offering, because God is good. God is good. Every day, God is good. If God does nothing else for us, he's already done enough. He's still good. So let's bless God with our tithes and offering, because he has blessed us with so much. Ushers, come forward. Father God, we just thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you for the opportunity to be a part of this, Lord God, to be a part of the offering, the tithe, the giving, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you have blessed us with, Lord God. And Lord God, we give it back to you cheerfully, God, because we know that you love a cheerful giver, Lord God. So we praise you, we bless you, we magnify your holy name in Jesus' name. I just want to add that the pastor's been talking about the youth building, and he really wants this youth building built. So let God use you to be a blessing to our children, to help him get this youth building built, because it is going to be a blessing not only to our children, but the children in the community. Because this is why he's doing this, so that there are no children that are left behind. We have too many children that are locked up, who are left behind, that people don't even think that they care about. Some children don't even know what love is. They don't know what it is to feel love. So this is just another extension of showing that you love God as well as the children of this community. Thank you.
Thank you. The Lord. Heaven and nature sing joy to the world. We want to welcome all of you, our guests. We appreciate you being in the house of the Lord one more time. I hope you are excited about the upcoming Christmas celebration. And also, I hope that you're excited about what we call Watch Night Service. Amen. So please make plans to be on these occasions. Also, we are pleased to mention Brother Ricky and Sister Gail. They're having their wedding anniversary. We thank God for them. Amen. What a blessing to be a part of what God is doing in their life. They are 19 years of marriage. To God be the glory. Anybody else having wedding anniversary? All right, praise the Lord. Dr. Brown, Brother Brown, tell us how long? 1942? Oh, 41 years. I was close. Praise God. 41 years of marriage. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. 40 years. Wow. My Lord, that's Brother Hinton, isn't it? 40 years. Wow. He looked like he's 40 years old. To God be the glory. Yes, please. Amen. 29 years. That's Sister Jan Thompson. What a blessing. You see, God is just blessing us. Now, is that your daughter next to you? Amen. Welcome in the name of Jesus. Those are the grandchildren of Deacon Willie Howard. Amen. Way back there. Yes. 4 years. Wow, 34. So I thought she said 4 years. I was going to say, oh, that don't count. You're still in honeymoon. Praise God. 34 years. What a blessing. Anybody else? Man, I'm liking this. 7 years. Amen. That's a good number. Yes, ma'am. 37. Wow. To God be the glory. Now, y'all gonna find us a song to celebrate all this? Oh, there's more? Oh, yes, sir. 43 years. Amen, amen. All right, Reverend, to God be the glory. We thank God for all these precious people. Wow, yes, sir. 39 years. Wow, praise the Lord. 18 years. Amen, brother. This is, now, since there's so much going on here, we're just going to celebrate. I'm glad to see all of you, our guests here. We appreciate you. We are grateful for your presence. Now, please permit me to mention about the new year. It's been called to my attention that the first Sunday of the year, January 1, falls on a Sunday. And also, the night before that Sunday is our watch night. So here's what we're going to do by permission of the Holy Spirit. I stay all night trying to figure this one out. And the challenge is between the fact that we are here the night before, and then the next morning is church also. And then I have to balance that with my heart desire for you to start the year with God. So you see, I'm taking you behind the scene to see the struggle of a pastor. Sometimes we're not able to cut it straight like we want to. So here's what we're going to do. On December 1, we're going to have church, but we're going to have just one service. So, I'm sorry? January 1? What did I say? Where was the difference? I'm sorry, folks. Those of you who are live streaming, we have a family. Every now and then I mess with them, they mess with me too. So we're going to have church at 10 o'clock, and we're going to have a combined service. So we're going to start with God and trust Him to lead us and guide us for the rest of the year. All minds clear? One more thing, I want to say thank you to, I see Brother Gary Johnson here. We appreciate you. Please don't forget, the runoff election is this coming week. Please make yourself available, vote for whoever the Lord is leading you, but please make sure you vote. That is very, very important. Please, I beg you, let's show up and make things happen. It is our civic responsibility, but it's also very important for our community. All minds clear? I'm going to request, since we have so many anniversaries, we're going to do two things. I'm going to ask Brother Charles, after our meet and greet, will you please come and just help me sing "Thank You, Lord"? It will be to celebrate God and to rejoice with all of you. I don't know a better thing to do but just to tell God, thank you. Now let's all get up and say hello to one another. God bless you. Tell somebody we love them. Thank them for being in the house. What a fellowship.
What a fellowship. What a joy that I'm living on the everlasting God. What a
praise God. Please don't forget our Christmas social this coming Sunday, December the 11th. Amen. And we want all of you to come and socialize with us. The Lord has been blessing me. I've been attending so much Christmas social. I didn't know I still like to party. You know, you just have something you suppress, you think you deliver from it, but it's still there somewhere. So, but this is a good, good thing. So this coming Sunday, where is my event planning coordinator? Amen. All of them are ready for us. All you need to do is show up and let's rejoice and celebrate with one another. Also this afternoon at 3 p.m., as many of you as can come and support one of our children in the Lord. Come on, Brother Charles. Pastor Bobby Rhodes is one of the products of your church, and he's going to be installed as pastor over there at Union Missionary Baptist Church. I think that's First Union, if I'm not mistaken. That's right there in downtown. This precious choir will be there with me, and your pastor will be doing the installation and preaching and all that. It's a tradition here when ministers become pastor, they invite their own pastor to come and install them. And for your information, this will be number 12 since I've been pastoring of your church. So the Lord is good. To God be the glory. So we're happy for all these precious ministers of the gospel, and we're just going to go rejoice with them. Hey, Brother Clarence Reed is here. God bless you, sir. We welcome you in Jesus' name. That's when you know he wasn't here just for politics. It's me. Brother Charles, it's all yours. Help me celebrate this.
Thank you, Lord.
We say congratulations to all of the celebrants. Thank you, Brother Charles. That's my kind of song. Will you please stand with me as we read the Word of God? I just want to say thank you. The book of 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse number 7. If you find it, please say amen. 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse number 7. The Bible says, "For God hath not given us what? The spirit of fear. But what he gave us is power." What else? Love. And what else? A sound mind. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the word of God. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this place. Thank you for blessing this congregation. So many praise reports, so many anniversaries. We are grateful, grateful, grateful for you being a good God to us. Our spirit man is ready to receive from heaven. Bread of heaven, feed us. Let your name be magnified in this house. Show us your ways. Draw us closer. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you're about to do. Grant your servant an anointing to preach, to teach the word of God today. And Lord, we thank you, for your word will not return void. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I want to talk with you for a few minutes on a subject titled, Fear Not. That's it. Fear not. I was minding my own business the other day, and my wife told me we are now in Christmas season. Honestly, I didn't believe it, but because she said it, so I received. I asked specifically, why do you think it's Christmas yet? We are far away from Christmas. And she explained to me that in the store, that all the merchandise have been replaced with Christmas items. I was surprised I missed it. I guess I don't go to the store. And bless God, she said, all the colors also have been changed. I said, okay. Then I made a mental note of it, that I needed to begin to teach or preach Christmas messages. Then I came to church this Thursday. I was having a meeting with some people. And I peeped through the door there just to check out the choir. And sure enough, I noticed that they were practicing Christmas carol. I said, wow, I cannot believe I'm that far removed from calendar. So that's where I got my prompting to begin to teach about Christmas. So I went before the Lord. And the first thing that came to my spirit man is this message that you and I should fear not. So if you don't hear anything else, I have to say today, the word of the Lord is simply fear not. Please take note that this expression, don't fear or fear not, is found in every message about Christmas in your Bible. You don't have to be a theologian to know there must be something important. Why every story about Christmas, God took the time to say, do not fear. Let me call your attention to them. Matthew chapter 1, verse 20. The angel said to Joseph, fear not. In Luke chapter 1, verse 13, the angel said to Zechariah, fear not. In the book of Luke chapter 1, verse 30, the angel said to Mary, fear not. In the book of Luke chapter 2, verse 10, the angel said to the shepherds, fear not. Why is it that every account about Christmas, God is saying, fear not? There must be a reason. It's not a coincidence. If you see mama and daddy saying the same thing over and over again, children, I would strongly encourage you to pay attention. And we don't need to fear when God is on our side. God said to Zechariah, fear not. To Mary, fear not. To Joseph, fear not. To the shepherd, fear not. Everybody that come along the way, he's giving them the same message. Why? Because this is the season when the devil will be raging. Because the devil don't want this baby Jesus to be born. So he's going to be raising his ugly head so that we don't receive the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. So let me warn you, let me school you. You have to be careful. You have to watch it. There is a spirit out there called the spirit of fear. And the word of God said, God has not given you and me the spirit of fear. So if you see it creeping in your home, creeping in your mind, you know without a doubt it's not from God. This is the time of the year where you see more and more expression of fear. The truth be told, if you allow this spirit to creep in, it will cost you very dearly. Say, for example, a fear of failure will cause you to fail. Are you here? A fear of sickness will cause you to become sick. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, when COVID-19 came, most people died of the fear. It's so unfortunate. Many people, God is not even ready to take you. But because you panic, because you give up too early, because you're scared. I have to preach this to my own self. Because I'm not going to lie to you, I caught that COVID, whatever they call it, last year. And I have to constantly encourage my own self in the Lord. I will look myself in the mirror and say, I will not fear. I will not fear. I shall live and not die. It doesn't mean I'm holy. It doesn't mean I'm more righteous than others. It's just the grace of God. So I want to encourage you as you approach this season of Christmas, do not fear. If you're fearful of lack, guess what? The devil will make sure you're poor. If you have fear of death, guess what? The devil will kill you. So the message to the church today is do not fear. Fear not. The Bible is full of examples of people who miss their blessing because of fear. You remember when Israel was trying to fight an enemy called Goliath. Am I still in the book? Well, everybody showed up to defend the land of Israel. But when they got there and they saw the enemy boasting and bragging and cursing their mama and their daddy, people became fearful and everybody went into their foxhole. It's amazing that it takes a little teenager. One thing I love about young people, they ain't scared. And you know what happened with the rest of the story. Job was another example. You know his story, how he lost an entire household. All of his children died one day. And Job admitted, he said, the things that I fear the most have finally come over me. He admitted on record that it was his fear that brought all this mess. Ladies and gentlemen, if you check the book of Numbers, chapter 13, verse 28, you'll see another example. Moses sent 12 spies to go spy the land. You'll remember when they came back to give report, 10 of those 12, guess what happened to them? Fear. They brought report, they told the pastor, oh no, we cannot go up there and fight those guys. There are giants in the land. They are much bigger than we do. They are mightier. We even saw the sons of Anak there. Ain't no way you can go and fight these people. Their fear affected their report. If the pastor had listened to them, they would still be in Egypt. A spirit of fear is a monster. You have to make sure you don't allow it to operate in your marriage. Make sure you don't allow fear to operate in your business. Make sure you don't allow fear to operate in your ministry. To be honest with you, if your pastor had permitted spirit of fear, we would still be in the old church today. Because many of our members says, no, we cannot do this. Are they bad people? No. There is a spirit called spirit of fear. And God is warning you and me through this passage, not just for you as a church, but for you individually, in your life, in your family. Those of you who are parents, it's your job to guide your children. I remember some times ago in this community, we lost power. It was very cold and it was dark. And all my children were telling me, Daddy, we're scared. Well, it's my job to make sure nobody is scared in the house. The same thing in your life. I remember I would just gather all of them and wrap them with blanket, and I'd be telling them stories. And now, people who are fearful before, now they're laughing, they're clapping with me. They said, "We like all these African stories. Tell us some more." And they will come and say, "Daddy, tell us more African stories." And it's usually with some songs, and then they'll be clapping and be dancing. All of a sudden, we got rid of fear in the house. And people are walking around freely in total darkness without fear. Make sure you police your business. Police your house. Do not allow a spirit of fear to invade your life. I'm giving you examples after example so that you know what this spirit can do. It can wreck a family. It can mess up a marriage. It can mess up a ministry. A business that you work so hard to build. The enemy can cause fear and panic to destroy a lifetime of work. Look at what happened in the book of Judges, chapter 7, verse number 2. Gideon, you all know the story, was summoned to lead an army of God. And Gideon called everybody. 32,000 people showed up. That's a sizable army. But then God told Gideon, "Go and stand before the people. Tell all of them, everybody that is scared, you don't belong here. You can go home. God don't need coward soldiers in his army." And sure enough, Gideon showed up before the people.